हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्रीयोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ल्याम् अष्टमोऽनुवाकः। We completed the Ashtamanuvaka. We are still seeing the discussion based on Upasankramana Shrutihi. Then we come to the point where Bhagavad Pada explains. It is the ignorance of the truth, which is otherwise said to be ignorance of the truth obtaining as one's own self. Which is, I can explain again, there is knowledge of the existence of the self only in the human minds. In all other living beings, there is no knowledge of the existence of the self at all. That is why I have to remind you here, all other living beings are said to be remaining steeped in total ignorance. There is no such a thing called knowledge of existence of the self on the part of any other living being. And a human being is said to be self-conscious being because he alone is specially, uniquely blessed with this knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am. But we do not know the source of this knowledge. Not knowing the source of this knowledge is ignorance of the self. Understand now? Where does this knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am obtaining in him of a thought, where does it rise from? Where does it exist? Where does it become resolved? Because this knowledge of self-existence is not there always. It comes and goes. You know very much, it comes and goes. It's a basic kindergarten lesson we have to remind you again and again. It comes and goes. When this knowledge of self-existence is there, it is the waking state. When it goes, it is a deep sleep state. It comes and goes means it is also object of knowledge. The coming is, the presence of this knowledge, self-existence is known. And the ignorance of the existence of the self is also known. Therefore what? This is knowledge is also object of knowledge. Ignorance is also object of knowledge. There is a knower which is distinct from the known knowledge and ignorance. That knower must be the source of this knowledge. Understand? Even though we use the term knower, really speaking, that knower does not have a form. Because whenever you add any er, when you form an adjective, knower, thinker, doer, performer, runner, we only think of a person with the form. But here, when you say illuminator, and you have to think of the light which is formless, which doesn't have any limbs, a limbless, formless substance. Even there is perceptible object, light. But here, you have to arrive at absolutely formless, imperceptible truth, but which is there as the knower. The knower is a qualification that something which has this, enjoys this qualification of being the knower, is the truth, the source of the knowledge. And that is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, it is implied by the term pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And which we can, in our class, we understood no word can be used. Any word used to reveal the knowledge, reality is only from the standpoint of the known world, known objects. And therefore, and that we do not know. Not knowing the source of the manifestation of knowledge is ignorance of the self. Correct? Ignorance of the truth. Agrippa Gopala explained. Avidya krita tadatmya apohartatvat. So here, the whole Upasankramana Shruti is presented. Because there what happened is, see, apohaha. Apohaha means what? Negation, rejection, elimination. So it meant it is for the purpose of eliminating or giving up the identity with anatma caused by ignorance. Do you remember this, where we saw yesterday? Yahi Brahma Vidyaya Swatma Praptihi Upadishyate Sa Avidya Kritasya Annadi Viseshatmanaha Anatmatvena Adhyaropitasya Anatmanaha Apohartha. What he says? He talks about the purpose of the knowledge. So, the Brahma Vidya removes the ignorance of the Brahman, ignorance of the reality. When the ignorance of the reality is removed by the ignorance, knowledge of the reality, which is removal of self-ignorance by self-knowledge, what happened then? The wrong identity, or the erroneous perception of the self, mistaking anatma in the form of the body, mind's complex, or annamaya, etc., all the koshas, which are superimposed upon the atma, become removed. So removal of ignorance removes the ignorance caused erroneous perception. It removes the superimposition of anatma in the form of panchakoshas upon the atma. Not only that, it also removes the attributes superimposed upon, attributes of anatma superimposed upon the atma also become removed by the removal of the ignorance. This much you have already seen. Clear? Okay. Now, the Purapakshi asked, today's class I'm coming. The Purapakshi asked this question, Katham evam arthata avagamyate? Katham avagamyate? How is it understood? How is it arrived at? What is understood? Evam arthata. Evam arthata means what? In this manner, removal of self-ignorance, actually, through Brahma Vidya, through removal of self-ignorance, there is also removal of superimposition of anatma upon the atma. isn't it? How is it understood? So Acharya Shankaracharya answer gives. Vidyamatra Upadeshat. Vidyamatra Upadeshat. Only as a result of mere imparting of the knowledge of the truth. Vidyamatra Upadeshat. Only as a result of mere imparting of the knowledge of the truth, ignorance is resolved. As a result of, simultaneously it happens, resolution of ignorance is a removal of the erroneous perception, removal of the superimposition of the anatma upon the atma. Isn't it? So, vidyayascha drishtam karyam, vidyayaha karyam cha drishtam. What is the effect, of vidya? What is the consequence of knowledge? Vidyayaha karyam kim? What is the benefit, result or effect of knowledge? Vidyayaha cha karyam drishtam. It has been very clearly understood. The effect or the benefit of the knowledge is avidyanivrittihi. Vidyayaha cha karyam drishtam kim karyam. What's the benefit? Avidyanivrittihi. So removal of ignorance is the karyam, is the benefit of knowledge. Taticha iha vidyamatra vidyamatram atma prapto sadhanam. Vidyamatram atma prapto sadhanam upadishyate. So here, in this context, vidyamatram sadhanam, atma prapto, in attaining the self, knowledge alone is taught as a means. It means what now? Knowledge is the only means of attaining the self. Attainment of the self. Knowledge is the only means of attainment of the self means what? We are not really attainment of the self. The self is already one's own self. There is no distance between the self and oneself. So, which cannot be attained. So, what prevents one from claiming what one's essential nature is, what one's own self is? Is the ignorance. Therefore, ignorance alone has to be resolved just to claim to take ownership of what one's own self is already. Therefore, it is said, vidyamatram sadhanam atma prapto upadishyate. Therefore, knowledge alone is taught, imparted as the means of the attainment of the Brahman. Okay. That's why attainment of Brahman is only in terms of jnanam. Isn't it? Now Purapakshi comes. Purapakshi, it's very difficult for people to give up the activities. Even though activities are very, very important for one's maturity, for living, etc. For moksha, one needs only jnanam. Because moksha and jnanam are one and the same. Moksha, we're going to see that, like Shankaracharya is going to explain all that. But here, knowledge, mere knowledge is not enough. It must be combined with some effort, some sort of karma, some performance of ritual or some meditation. Something must be combined. How can mere knowledge be the means of attainment of Brahman. So it is said, Purupaksha is going to ask. And he gives an example. Suppose a person wants to visit, go to a village. Okay. He has to go reach a certain village. And those days, of course, you have to go walking or by bullock carts. When you're going, there's no GPS. And then you had to ask for the road, which is the way, how to get that village, how to reach that village. And here the village which has to be reached by the person is away from the person where the person is. And it is other than the person. It's different. The reacher is different from the village to be reached. Different village is different from the person who has to reach the village. It's also away from the person who has to reach. Therefore, reaching is possible, attaining is possible. Then what happens? Suppose somebody gives the clue. Somebody teaches the person. You have to take this road, go walk this way and go there, turn this way, and then you will reach the village. The person gets the knowledge of the road, complete knowledge of the road which will take him to the village. But after getting the knowledge of the road, how to reach the village, the knowledge itself is not enough for the person to reach the village. Isn't it? Having the knowledge of the road to reach the village, the person stands there, he will not reach the village. It has to combined, isn't it? After knowing the road, the person should walk. He must combine with some act of going. It's not mere jnana, it's a samuchaya. So knowledge has to be implemented in the form of an action of walking. It is typically like any karmakanda jnanam, isn't it? We karmakanda of Veda, and we can understand, of course, we are not interested in others, we are not eligible also. Suppose the karmakandis, what do? They study Veda Shastram, understand the mantras thoroughly, they also analyze, and so have thorough understanding of how to perform a given ritual, what all one has to collect for performing rituals, how many mantras must be, which mantra should be recited, how many times it should be recited, and who is the devata to be invoked, how many avrittis of the mantra should be done, and finally, what is the benefit of the ritual? If there's any mistake happens in the ritual, what is the parihara? What is the prashchitta karma? All about karma, person learns. So one can have a tremendous knowledge of the karmakanda of the karma Veda. But after knowing, the person does not perform the ritual, he cannot enjoy the benefit. So enjoyment of benefit of knowledge of action is possible only when the knowledge is implemented in the form of an action. Therefore, always knowledge has to be followed by action. So, here the Purapakshi is asking, somebody gets the knowledge of the road to reach a given village. That knowledge is not enough for the person to reach the village. It has to be combined, followed by the act of going there. So he says here also, in the same way, if it's not enough, if we know, if the knowledge of Brahman is imparted, that is not enough. In order to attain Brahman, imparting of the knowledge of Brahman is not enough. It has to be followed by some action. Understand? So, Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi is hidden in this person, Purapakshi. Okay, he's saying, let us see the Purapakshi's, his doubt. Marga Vijnana Upadeshavat Iti. Come on, you are giving some answer. Knowledge of Brahman will remove the ignorance of the Brahman. And the ignorance of Brahman is ignorance of the self. So knowledge of the self will remove the ignorance of the self. Thereby, the superimposition of anatma upon the atma caused by ignorance will be, can be resolved. But here he says, it is like what? Marga vijnana. Why he says not? Vidyamatram atma prapto sadhanam upadishyate. Isn't it? Knowledge alone is imparted as the means of attainment of the atma. Therefore, knowledge alone is the means, he is not happy with that. So he says, marga vijnana upadeshavat iti chet. See, what you are saying is like the teaching of the knowledge of the road in reaching some place. Okay, which means what he implies is what? Tad atmatve. So, atmatvam in here, in attaining the knowledge of the self, so in attainment of the self, in the attainment of the self, knowledge of the self alone is not enough. Like what? Like the knowledge of the road to reach a given village itself is not enough to reach the village. So just as mere knowledge of the road is not enough to attain the village, to reach the village, so also mere knowledge of Brahman, Atma, is not enough in attaining the Atma. Is it clear? That's what is implied here. Margavijnana upadeshavat atmatve margavijnana upadeshavat iti chet. If it is said, this mere knowledge of the Atma, attaining the Atma, is not enough. It is like the knowledge of the road to reach a given place. He says, vidyamatra sadhana upadeshaha ahetuhu. Vidyamatra sadhana upadeshaha ahetuhu. Imparting the knowledge alone as the only means of attainment of the Atma is not proper. Not proper means what? Not enough. Ahetuhu. It's not the right means. It is ahetuhu means it's not enough. It is not complete knowledge. And a complete means. So mere knowledge of the self, prescribed as the only means of the attainment of self, is an incomplete means. Ahetuhu. So vidyamatra sadhana upadeshaha. The teaching of the mere knowledge as a means of attainment of the self is incomplete. Ahetuhu. Kasmat, why? He says, Dal Purupakshi, he himself says, because Deshantara Prapto Marga Vijnana Upadesha Darshanat. See, when Deshantara Prapto, in attaining another village, Deshantara Prapto, in reaching another village, Marga Vijnana Upadesham means the teaching of the knowledge of the road. Instruction of the knowledge of the road alone, when it is given, it is always understood that knowledge is not enough in reaching another village. நஹி கிராமக ஏவ கந்தா இதி இதி சேத். சோ இஃப் ஐ சே ஹி சேஸ் இஃப் இட் ஆல் பூர்வபக்ஷி சேஸ் கிராமக ந கந்தா மீன்ஸ் தி பர்சன் த வில்லேஜ் இஸ் நாட் ரீச்ட். தி பர்சன் டஸ் நாட் பிகம் தி கந்த் டஸ் நாட் ரீச் த வில்லேஜ் by simply getting the knowledge of the road which will take him to the village. Gramah eva na ganta, village does not, the person does not go to the village, reach the village simply by knowing the road to go to the village. After all, he has to walk again, has to do the combine the action, can be followed by an action. Therefore, no, Shankaracharya has to give an answer. See, only karma jnanam, knowledge of karma has to be followed by an action, become implemented in the form of an action to enjoy the benefit. Whereas here, what is to be attained is not something really away from oneself, other than oneself. So he explaining here, the knowledge being said to be the only means of attainment of Brahman is not incomplete means. Okay. Attainment of knowledge of the self is not the incomplete means in attaining the self. Why? Because vaidharmyat. See, vaidharmyam literally means dissimilarity or difference. The word vaidharmyam has so many meanings, contextual meanings. So, vaidharmyam means dissimilarity, but difference. There is difference due to the difference. Because of the difference in attaining the knowledge to reach a village and attaining the knowledge of the self, there is difference. When you attain the knowledge of the road to reach a village, what is to be attained, reached, is away from oneself, other than oneself. Whereas your knowledge of the truth, an important knowledge of the truth, what is to be attained through knowledge is one's own self, which is not away from oneself, Brahman, which is not away from oneself, which is not other than oneself. This is the difference. So he says, Tatrahi grama vishayam vijnanam na upadishyate. In teaching, in imparting the knowledge, please listen carefully. In imparting the knowledge of the road to go to the village, the knowledge of the village is not taught. The object of knowledge is not the village. The content of the knowledge is not the village, isn't it? The person who instructs the road to reach a village, he does not talk anything about the village. He only talks about road to reach the village. The knowledge of the road to reach a village is different from the knowledge of the village. Is it clear now? So, grama vishayam vijnanam na upadishyate. Grama vishayam vijnanam means what? The knowledge, the subject, the knowledge is not the object of knowledge, is not the village. It means what is taught is not the village. The knowledge imparted is not about the village. Knowledge imparted is about the road to reach the village. So, grama vishyam vijnanam na upadishyate. Tat prapti marga vishyameva upadishyate. தத் பிராப்தி மார்க்க விஷயம் விஜ்ஞானமேவ உபதிஷ்யதே. See, in attaining another village, the knowledge of the village is not imparted, but the knowledge of the road by which the village has to be reached alone is imparted. Is marga jnanam natu grama jnanam. What is upadishyate? Grama jnanam or grama marga jnanam? What is important here? What is important is not the knowledge of the village, but what is important is the road by which the village has to be reached. That is marga, grama marga jnanam is different from atma jnanam. When the atma jnanam is important, brahma jnanam is important, the knowledge is of the Brahman. His knowledge is of the Brahman itself. So he says, na tatha iha brahma vijnana vyatirekena sadhanantara vishayam vijnanam upadishyate. Tatha iha, the same way, here it is not taught. Brahma vijnana vyatirekena sadhanantara vishyam na upadishyate. Here, other than the knowledge of Brahman, Brahma vijnana vyatirekena, other than the knowledge of Brahman, no knowledge of anything else is taught here as a means of attainment of Brahman. Got it? Brahma vijnana vyatirekena sadhanantara vishyam vijnanam na upadishyate. Must bring to na here. If you do the prosodra of this whole bhashyam, you will enjoy it. You will know everything. It's nothing difficult. Only thing is the words are put differently. If you take it, na. So, brahma vijnana vyatirekena sadhanantara vishyam vijnanam iha na upadishyate tatha. With reference to the knowledge of Brahman, there's no other knowledge. There's no knowledge other than the knowledge of Brahman is imparted as a means of attainment of Brahman. So, there's a difference between the knowledge in teaching, the knowledge of the road to reach a village and knowledge of the Brahman. What is the subject matter of the knowledge? Brahman. What is taught is Brahman itself. But there, village is not taught. Knowledge is not about the village. Knowledge is of the road to reach the village. Therefore, knowledge of the road to reach a village will not make a person reach the village. It has to be combined, it has to be followed by an action. Whereas here, in Brahma Jnanam, what is taught is Brahman itself is taught. Knowledge of Brahman is imparted, therefore no action is required. Understand? There is no other means is required for attaining Brahman. Why? Brahman happens to be one's own self. Okay. Now, ukta karmadi. See, still Purapakshi will not leave, okay? He continues. Because in Sikshavalli, leave alone Karmakanda of the Veda. Of course, Karmakanda is most voluminous and it prescribes countless number of rituals and upasanams. It's not over. Even in Taittiriya Upanishad, even in the Sikshavalli, there were some rituals prescribed. There were some upasanas prescribed. Okay? They were all taught. which means Upanishad will not teach anything meaninglessly, which means Brahma Jnanam cannot be, attainment of Brahman is not depend purely on knowledge. So Brahma, imparting of the knowledge of Brahman alone is not enough as a means of attainment of Brahman. It must be combined with some practice of ritual, some practice of upasanam. See, Puja Swamiji used to say this. 99.9% of the world is very much inclined for doing something. That is when people, people teach upasanam, meditations, pranayama, some yoga. They're all very good. They're all, we're not undermining anything. Everything serves a purpose. Everything is valuable, useful. At the same time, for moksha, jnanam alone is enough. And the knowledge is of the self. Atma jnanam itself is benefit. Moksha jnana palam natu karma palam. Result of jnanam is not, no karma is needed here. Isn't it? So people like such anything involving activities. So that is how mental makeup, because preparation is needed. So here he says, Purupakshi says, Ukta karmadi sadhana peksham brahma vijnanam para brahma vijnanam para prapto sadhanam upadishyate iti chet. What he says? Ukta karmadi sadhana peksham brahma vijnanam para prapto. See, paraprapti means what? Parasya prapti, paraprapti. Attainment of the absolute end is paraprapti. And what is absolute? Moksha. Moksha is the absolute goal. So, and moksha and Brahman are identical. Why? The absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of limitlessness, happiness, fullness, freedom. Now, Brahman and freedom are not two different things. Brahman and moksha are not two different things, just as fire and heat are not two different things. Here, moksha, the freedom, the happiness, limitlessness, and reality consciousness are not two different things. They're one and the same, swarupa. So, attainment of the knowledge of Brahman is attainment of the knowledge of moksha, which is attainment of moksha. Attainment of jnana. So this Atma, therefore, paraprapto, in attaining the absolute reality, Brahman, Brahma Vijnanam, knowledge of Brahman, is not enough. What does it mean now? Ukta karmadi sadhana apeksham. Brahma Vidya has the requirement of including the ritual, etc., which has been discussed in the Sikshavalli. So, Brahma Vijnanam is not enough. Knowledge of Brahman alone is not enough in attaining the absolute Brahman, absolute moksha. It means what? It has the apeksham. It has the requirement of another means of performance of ritual, etc., which has been already mentioned in the Sikshavalli. Ukta karmadi, karma ritual, Adishabda stands for meditation. Sadhana apeksham. So Brahma Vijnanam is one means. That is not enough. Brahma Vijnanam has the requirement of another means of combining the practice of meditation, performance of ritual prescribed in the Sikshavalli. Is it clear that what is said? Paraprapto sadhanam upadishyate iti chet. So, in attaining the absolute reality, Brahman, so knowledge of Brahman is imparted as the means. But it has the requirement of other means such as karma, upasam, etc. discussed, already discussed in the Sikshavali, uktam, already mentioned in the Sikshavali. How many times to tell you, Acharya is going to say that this is not something new. Already it was very well discussed. So he says, no other means is required. No means is required other than the knowledge of Brahman for attaining Brahman. Why? Because mokshasya nityatvat. Nityatvat mokshasya ityadina pratyuktatvat. See what he says. Already the reply has been given. Pratyuktam. This question was already raised. Knowledge alone is not enough attaining moksha. It has been combined with the ritual performance of ritual, practice of meditation, etc. This question was raised, already answer was given. So, pratyuktatvat means what now? Already pratyuktamasti has been already mentioned, answer has been given. How it was given? Mokshaha nityaha. See, mokshaha, the freedom which is aspired for is not something to be attained newly. Mokshaha is already there, always there, as the very nature of the timeless reality. Reality is timeless, beginningless, endless and changeless. So the nature of the reality, freedom also is beginningless, endless and changeless. So moksha is not something which is not there, which is already there, always there, all pervasively there. Mokshaha nityaha, mokshasya nityatvat, as moksha has a status of being timeless, eternal, it cannot be attained by time-bound karma, by time, as a time-bound result. Moksha can never be a result of an action. Why? We know very well, it's a kindergarten lesson for us. We've been studying all the time, moksha, action is time-bound. All the accessories involved in performing a ritual or any action is also time-bound. Accessories are time-bound, action is time-bound. How can the result of action be timeless? The result of action also is time-bound. And here, what about moksha? Moksha is eternal, everlasting. It's always there as the very nature of the timeless Atma, timeless consciousness. Being free, being limitless, being full, being infinite is the very nature of the abstract formless consciousness, existence. Therefore, timeless, everlasting moksha can never be a result of time-bound, result of time-bound action, dependent on time-bound accessories. This answer was already given. So he says, nityatvat mokshasya ityadina pratyuktatvat. This answer has already, the status of being has being already replied by statements such as these, nityatvat mokshasya, etc. What does it mean? Mokshaha nityaha. Therefore, it can never be attained. What is attained must be time-bound. A time-bound alone can be, which can be lost also. what is attained will be lost also. Again, what is aspired for is not time-bound freedom, time-bound happiness. What is aspired for is everlasting happiness. And if at all moksha is attained, it will be lost in time. Anything attained in time will be lost in time. Hach moksha is not preferable here. Therefore, he says, moksha is nitya, mokshasya nityatvatu. As moksha is eternal, and this moksha being timeless has already been replied, as already the answer has been given also, how it was given, and he remains. When there was a discussion of entry of Brahman into the creation, when there was an analysis of Anupravesha Shrutihi, the Upanishadic statement discussing, revealing the entry of Brahman into the creation, that's already it was explained, even the entry is not real. Brahman can never enter into the creation. Why? Because it's always there, already there, all pervasively there. Being all pervasive, movement is not possible. Entry is not possible. Entry is always of something which is not there already. And being timeless, being all pervasive, entry is not possible. Already it was explained. Brahman is always available as the innermost essence, the truth. So he says, the timelessness of moksha has been already explained by explanation of timelessness of the Atma. When the discussion on Anupravesha Shruti was there, so he says, Tat Srishtva Tadeva Anupravishat. Tat Srishtva Tadeva Anupravishat. When it was said, having created the universe, Brahman entered. It was said already, Brahman, timelessness of Brahman has been explained already. All pervasiveness of Brahman has been explained already. Therefore, Brahman is not something to be attained, which is not other than oneself. Iti. Karyasthasya tadatmatvam darshayati. See, karyastham Brahma. Brahman is where the body, mind, sense complex is the product of matter. Brahma, the material product. And there, Brahman obtains as the innermost essence. The all-pervasive reality, timeless reality, Brahman, obtains as the innermost self in every body, mind, sense complex, the material product. For karyastham Brahma. And the karyastham Brahma is what now? Tad atmatvam. Karyasthasya atmatvam darshayati. So Acharya says that analysis of the Anupravesha Shruti reveals Brahman obtaining as the innermost self in all the material products in terms of body, mind, sense complexes. Is it clear? Yeah. What does it mean? Brahman is one's own self. Brahman is one's own self. Whether you know it, you do not know it. Whether you like it, you do not like it. Accept it, you do not accept it. Brahman is the very self. Whether the wave likes it or not, water is it, the truth of the wave. Isn't it? That's the fact. So what is the content of I? What is the Swarupa of the knower, experiencer? It is abstract consciousness existence, which is Brahma. Therefore, karyastham Brahma. Karyastham Brahman alone has the status of being the self, atmatvam. So Brahman obtaining as the innermost essence in all the material products, the body, mind, and complexes. Is revealed here. Is okay. Darshayati. Atmatvam darshayati. So Anupravesha Shruti reveals Brahman having the status of being the self, obtaining in the body mind and complex. Okay, we'll go to next sentence now. Having given this one sentence, this for what does he say? Please make a note. Why Bhagavad Pada mentions all these things? Brahma Jnanam itself is the means of attaining Brahman. Attainment of Brahman is nothing but attainment of knowledge of Brahman. Nothing else. So attainment of moksha is attainment of Brahman. Attainment of Brahman is nothing but attainment of knowledge only. Because Brahman can never be attained because it's already there as the very truth of everything that is here. It's already there as the very truth of one's own self for every human being to arrive at it. Therefore, no other means is required. No means is required other than knowledge to attain Brahman. So explain that. First he states already moksha being eternal has been explained, because moksha is very surupam of the Atma, and Atma is Brahman alone is there as the Atma. This has been already explained. Therefore, Brahma Jnanam is not like the knowledge of the road. Brahma Jnanam is not like the Grama Marga Jnanam. Okay. And he gives another thing. See, oneness of Triyati, very important. Already it has been explained. What has been explained? Oneness of the reality. The oneness of the reality was explained and established. The mithyatvam of the jagat also has been made very clear. The universe being mithya also has been made very clear. The universe being mithya also has been made clear. Means the universe is neither real nor unreal. It is as though, because it has no independent existence of its own, being inert in its nature. So it is non-separate from, whenever the universe shines, it's non-separate from Brahma. It doesn't shine also, universe is non-separate. An unmanifested universe, an objectivable universe also remains non-separate from Brahman. Manifested universe also is non-separate from Brahman. Being non-separate, it is not a second thing other than Brahman. Therefore, what is as only Brahma? What about the matter in the form of material universe? Material universe is not countable as a second thing because it has no independent existence, because it is non-separate from Brahma. So what is as only Brahma? Universe is mithya. And second thing is not there. The reality is one, secondless and non-dual. Therefore, there's nothing which can be a source of fear. Only if there is duality, if a person sees a second thing other than oneself, then the phenomenon called fear can exist. When a person has a clear vision of the reality, from the standpoint of the absolute reality, abstract formless consciousness as only satyam, what is this only mithya, non-separate mithya prapanchaha, which is one's own, which is dependent on oneself for existence. So it's mithya. There's no second thing other than Brahma. Therefore, second thing, in seeing the non-duality of the reality, there is fearlessness. In seeing the duality, there is fear. So fear is a phenomenon which can exist only when a person sees duality as reality. When a person sees duality as mithya, in his vision, what is there is absolutely, there is only satyam, Brahma, then there cannot be fear. So this also has been already established, how when a person, when we analyze the Upasankramana Shrutihi, we finally, the benefit of knowledge is revealed that the person discovers the self, all pervasive reality, Brahman, as one's own self, the content of I. Then one sees oneself being non-separate from Brahman, Brahman being identical with oneself. In the wake of the vision of the oneness of the reality, when a person understands the mithyatvam of the duality, a person has steadfastness of the fearlessness. Steadfastness of the fearlessness means what? Fear, the phenomenon called fear becomes resolved for good. So, in self-abidance, there is said steadfastness of fearlessness. So, thus Abhaya Pratishtha. So, he is now mentioning that. So, what? Brahman happens to be one's own self. Brahma Jnanam is not like the Grama Marga Jnanam. Knowledge of Brahman is not like the knowledge of the road to attain the village. Abhaya Pratishtha Upapattescha. Upapattihi means possibility. As there is all the benefit of knowledge has been mentioned in terms of what? The possibility of abidance in one's own self and the attainment of the steadfastness of the fearlessness. Okay, next verse. Yadihi vidyavan swatmanaha anyatra anyat na pashyati. He says, he explained what is Abhaya Pratishtha. So second thing is not there means, how can one attain anything? So attainment is only relative. One relative thing can attain another relative thing, relatively real thing. Absolute reality cannot attain anything because it is one, secondless and non-dual. That's why Brahma Jnanam is not like the Marga Jnanam. Okay. So he says, Abhaya Pratishtha Upapattescha. So even fearlessness or steadfastness of fearlessness, abidance of self, abidance in one's own self, etc., is possible because of the jnanam. So he says, yadihi vidyavan swatmanaha anyat na pashyati. If a person who has the vision of the self, vidyavan means what? Yasya vidya asti saha vidyavan, like buddhiman, gunavan. Yadi vidyavan, if a person who has knowledge does not see knowledge of the self, the person who has knowledge of the self does not see another thing. Anyat na pashyati, does not see another, does not see a thing other than oneself. So atmanaha anyat na pashyati. Vidyavan so atmanaha anyat na pashyati. The person of wisdom, the person of self-knowledge does not see anything other than the self. That is when we say what? Tataha abhayam pratishtham vindate iti syat. Only then we can say abhayam pratishtham vindate. It is possible to say the person abides in one's own self, and thereby the person abides in one's own self, which is of the nature of fearlessness, which means the person discovers fearlessness. Abhayam patishtam vindate iti syat. Why? Bhaya hetoho parasya anyasya abhavat. In discovering the self, the person arrives at the fact of reality being one, secondless and non-dual. Second thing other than the self is not there. Therefore, bhaya hetoho is not there. The second thing is there. Second thing is there is a cause of fear. Bhaya hetuhu. Bhaya hetuhu nasti. Bhaya hetuhu abhavaha. There is absence of cause of fear. There is no second thing which can be a cause of fear, which can be source of fear. Parasya anyasya abhavat. Due to the absence of anything else other than the self, which can be a cause of the fear. So there is no cause of fear because there is no second thing other than oneself. Therefore, the person who knows the truth has abides in one's own self. As a result, what? He has steadfastness of fearlessness. Abhaya pratishtha. Even utter fearlessness is something which one can discover as very nature only as a result of seeing absolutely a second thing other than a self being not there. What is that only self mean? That is Brahman, absolute reality. That is why there is no way of attaining the reality. Reality is always there, everywhere there. One's own self is something to be discovered. That's why mere discovery itself is attainment of Brahman. Is it clear now? This part is clear? Okay. So reason number two, okay? Anupravesha Shruti, he explained. Then Abhaya Pratishtha, the Shruti, he says, discovering fearlessness as a result of seeing the second thing being not there. That he gives to make him understand what is the reason. Brahma Jnanam is not like the Marga, Grama Marga Jnanam. It's different. So no karma is required as another means for attaining moksha. Anyasya cha avidya kritatve. Vidyaya avastutva darshana upapattihi. Very nice what he says. This anyasya, if at all a person sees a second thing other than the self. When as long as a person remains ignorant of the truth, ignorant of one's own essential nature, one's own self, then one can see a second thing. Ignorance of the absolute reality makes a person see a second thing. Second thing means what? There's a world in whose perception the duality is real. Nowhere known duality is real. and the individual duality is real. And the world is real. Perception is real. Perceived world is real. Experiences are real. Everything is real. Everything is means what? All transactions pertaining to the world. The entire world and the transactions pertaining to the world, the whole world, and the duality, division. I am different from the world. World is different from me. This division, nowhere known division, duality, and all differences also, divisions and differences, everything is real. Only as long as a person remains ignorant of the truth of everything, which is ignorance of one's own self. If a person discovers the truth of oneself, he understands the truth of the whole world is one and the same truth. So in the wake of knowledge of that such truth, in spite of experiencing the duality, a person can say what is experienced is, without denying the experience, in spite of having the experience of the duality, a person can say duality is not real. It is as though, which means the whole jagat is as though. Mithya. Why it is mithya? It is not satyam. Because what is satyam? That which exists in all three periods of time is satyam. That which is always there is satyam. The jagat is not satyam. Again, it has no independent existence. Therefore, it is mithya. Two reasons. It is not there always. It appears and disappears. And even when it is appearing also, it is dependent on something else for its existence. Therefore, it is mithya. It is not at all countable. A second thing, because it does not have independent existence of its own. Very clear. But still, avastutva darshana upapattihi. Avastutva means what? It is not, that which is not really there is avastu. That which alone is really there is vastu. Avastu means anything and everything which comes under the category of mithya, the entirety of the objective universe, including time and space, which inclusive of one's own body, mind's complex, is avastu. Avastu means what? Which is not really there. Which is not totally non-existent. That which alone is vastu. That which is as though is avastu. There is no such thing called non-existent, non-existence at all. There are only vastu, avastu. Vastu is Brahma. Jagat is avastu. Avastu is what? Which is as though, mithya. Which is mithya, what does it mean? Which is non-separate from Brahma. Which is appearance of Brahma. Which has no independent existence of its own. And which also appears and disappears. There's a time it's available for experience. There's a time it is not available for experience. Therefore, it is avastu. Understand? Here in this Bhashyam is a lot of explanation, this part. What is vastu? What is avastu? This avastutvam, the universe which is really not there, which is as though, seems to be really there. Why? It is caused by ignorance. Avidya kritatve. When the universe has the status of being the product of ignorance, this can be translated. So universe being the product of ignorance, which is other than oneself, which appears to be other than oneself, then when in the wake of the knowledge, vidyaya Mithyatvam can be understood. Mithyatvam or universe can be understood. What he says, avastutva darshana upapattihi vidyaya. This possibility of the universe having the status of being non-real, not real. Avastutvam means what? Non-real. The universe has a status of being not real. Universe has a status of being mithya. Avastutvam means mithyatvam. Mithyatva darshana upapattihi. Avastutva darshana upapattihi means there's possibility of seeing the fact of the universe being mithya, duality being mithya by knowledge, vidyaya. Why? Because universe is caused by ignorance. As long as ignorance is there, duality appears to be real. The world of duality appears to be real. It appears as though it has vastutvam. So avidya kritatvat, as the universe is product of ignorance, as long as ignorance is there, universe appears to be real. It has vastutvam. But once the ignorance is resolved by knowledge, in the wake of knowledge, there's a possibility of seeing the fact of the universe being mithya. Okay, so he says what? Taddi dvitiyasya chandrasya asatvam yad ataimirikena chakshushmatana grihyate. He gives a beautiful example. See, dvitiyaha chandraha. There's only one moon, okay? But there's a person who can see second moon. He doesn't see one moon. Only one moon, but he can see as to the second moon. He sees, one person sees two moons. He argues also, I see second moon, I see two moons. One person sees only one moon. Other person sees second moon, two moons. So one person argues there's only one moon. Other person says, I see two moons. Who is right? Both are right. Know why? What they see, they say. The difference in perception. Difference in seeing. But why the one person sees one moon appears to be two moons for him? Why? Because of the taimirikam chakshushman. If a person is taimirikaha chakshushman. Taimirikaha chakshushman means the person whose vision, whose seeing power is impaired by the cataract, the problem of cataract. Taimirikam. Taimirikaha chakshushman is the person whose vision is impaired, disturbed, okay, or inhibited by the cataract problem. Then he sees two moons. But when the cataract problem is not there, ataimirikena chakshushmata, by a person whose vision is not inhibited, whose vision is not impaired by the problem of the cataract, he is ataimirikaha chakshushman. By such a person, ataimirikena chakshushmata, okay, second moon is not seen. So, dvitiya chandrasya asatvam. Asatvam means what? Non-reality. Satvam means reality or existence. Asatta means non-existence, non-reality. Dvitiyasya chandrasya asatvam. Non-existence of the second moon is seen by a person whose vision is not impaired, inhibited by the cataract problem. Non-existent second moon is seen, grihyate. Means second moon is not seen. So non-existence of second moon is seen by a person whose vision is not disturbed by, impaired by, inhibited by the problem of a cataract. So then who, for whom the existence of second moon is reality, for whom? Only taimirikena chakshushmata. It is grihyate. What he says is, the second moon being not there, or second moon being mistaken to be real, second moon is mistaken to be real by a person whose vision is affected by the cataract problem. Whereas a person who has a clear vision, by him, second moon is not taken to be reality. For him, there's no existence of second moon at all. Second moon does not exist for a person who has a clear vision. The person who has the cataract problem, for him, second moon is real. Not only it exists, it's very real for him. Because he sees it. In the same way, the person who's ignorant of the truth, and who sees everything from the standpoint of the anatma, for him, the plurality is real, duality is real, divisions are real, difference is real, the world is real. It existent. But the person who has discovered the truth of the whole, who sees it from the standpoint of the truth, obtaining as one's own self, for him, duality is not real. Is no more a vastu, it is avastu. The duality, the world of duality has avastutvam. It is a mithyatvam. It is only mithya, it is not really there. One second thing is not there, then there is no fear. Is it clear now? The fearlessness is dependent on seeing the fact of second thing being not there other than the self. The second thing means what? There's no world of duality which is really there other than the self. Means the duality is mithya. There's no second thing other than anything other than the self, which is the world, objective universe, is mithya. It comes and goes. Is it clear? But poor Pakshi's doubt has not yet gone. Still is there. So what is his doubt? How is he going to explain? Is going to present his doubt, etc.? We'll see in the next class. Is it clear? Taimirikaha chakshushman. Ataimirikaha chakshushman. The third case is what? Ataimirikena chakshushmata. Ataimirikena chakshushmata. Dvitiyasya chandrasya asatvam na grihyate. Asattvam na grihyate means what? The non-existence of the second moon is not taken to be existence. Non-reality of second moon is not taken to be the reality. Okay. We'll continue next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Please remember, nothing is newly learnt here. What is already known, understood alone, is reproduced, repeated, and again we pay our mind in what has been understood. That is what is said to be sthana nikhanana nyaya, isn't it? Again, looking into what has been said, so reinforcing, so that we don't have any doubts. Okay.